We are launching this proceeding with a presentation by our hosting committee, Cobalt Lake, about their delegate plan and thank you the law.
Kirsten, I need you.
That's
urgently. And can the Colville panel please bring enough chairs for your delegation, whoever is speaking, to the front of the room?
So Colville with their presentation.
The staff are going to do it, to know it by heart, but then they'll do it on paper. A lot of things that are not written for us, we know it by heart, so that's the way you do things yourself.
We're talking about our caribou, and for you to be here, we say thank you to you. I'm here from my name is Yusek Kushon, Joseph Kushon, and for the past 27 years, with that, the things we're going to be talking about today is not just new from today, it's from our elders that talked years and years ago. That's what we are walking with today. We want to bring it into the future. And that today, that's what we want to talk to you about. We're not talking we're talking about people. It's wide across for them to listen, and it's for us to recognize our ways. Today we seem to be adopting into the Caucasian way of living. But today we have our elders that have left words for us, and they left their words for us. It's useful for us. It's not just for nothing that they left words for us. We'll be talking to you about it today, some of it. It's our words. We have many words that we've put into this. With that, we want you to listen good, and we want to tell you our story good. That's what we're going to be presenting you today. First, we're going to be talking a little bit, and then we'll be addressing the issues.
David Kosa said
I just want to say that when we all started this, the Wildlife Act was just meant to manage other people coming to our part of the world and making sure that it was done responsibly, all the hunting and stuff. We've been here such a long time that we become part of the natural order of things with the wildlife. We're part of nature. And, we've been responsible and been respectful in how we deal with our wildlife around us. We want to make sure that we keep that mindset as we go forward. There's a whole reason we're doing these things. We have to be responsible about what we do and respectful. So that's just my introduction. I'm just going to pass it on.
I suppose you say it in Slavey, but that's okay. I'm going to speak in my language.
Thank you for being here. What Joseph said earlier with the about the ENR, the ENR seem to be pushing the tags, and we don't agree with that. And so that's why we resorted to our own laws. For always, we've lived with our laws. We seem to be using it subtly. And now we've always listened to our elders. We followed their advice. We followed their laws. And so for you sitting with us today, we're not doing this for nothing. With nothing. We know our land. We've lived on our land. And it's hard to live on our land, but it's beautiful. It's good. It's resourceful. And that's what my grandma said too. At that time, there's no mullah defending you. They were not among us. We were left poor to ourselves independently, but we've lived richly. We had no money, but we've lived with the caribou hand in hand, and it's true. We appeared to be poor at that time, but when we go to the barren lands, we have our teepees, we gather caribou, and that's where our teepees. And so when the hides are well collected, that harvests our material for our teepees. And so with you elders, you've lived a hard life. You've traveled with dog teams only. Me, I drift and travel with dogs, but you elders, you've worked tougher. You were tough in tougher situations. Today, we just seem like we're sitting on chairs when we go on the land. We just like we don't suffer. And so, this, our law that we fixed, if you want to question us about it, you could. And you could support us. If you have supportive words, you can let us know. We have our two lawyers here. We have Jennifer and Larry here with us. They're the ones that are working with us. And Alvin is here. Richard is here. And so we're knowledgeable in with it. That's why we're working with our. My words are fast, so I better stop for a moment.
My name is Joseph Kishon, the BAFN. We put a lot of our language into this document.
Sorry, we realized that we hadn't reminded David and Wilbert to say their names. So could, okay. Chief, can you make sure to say your name into the speaker?
Wilbert said it. It's not going to work. I'm going to go
there. Must see.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Chair. Joseph Kishon, BAFN. some of the our versions we put in there. We took a joint approach with the SSRB, and we put in our language there because we don't know if caribou is the actual name for a caribou. Somebody must have made it up, but in our history, it is what we usually are called a caribou. And one of the names that we took for ourselves is we used the tzitu, because everything that have evolved from the past, it's who we are today. there's a lot of different terminologies as to who you are, and we arrived at the word tzitu. So that's where we come from, and that's where we're bringing it into the forefront. So Dilagotene means the most northernly people. So we're kind of the most northernly, the edge of the people. So that's who we are. That's our traditional name. So as I mentioned, Ede means caribou. As I mentioned, Tsitue. It's our ancient language from the beginning of time. That's the thing that was used from far, far, way beyond our time. So Ede means, or A'a means law. So some of these things, we're still learning ourselves on how to pronounce it. So A'a. So as a most small community, we follow our traditional way of traditional laws that have been put out by our people, and that's some of the things we're putting inside this presentation. Why we are here? So once we go through it, you know, you'll have an idea why we are here. Just to make sure that you clearly understand what is happening here. From the time you start talking about the decline of caribou herd, Cove Lake have always said we don't agree with what has been presented to us. We've always participated in some of the surveys, and in our hearts we know that we're not wrong, because we spend a lot of time on the land. Right to this day, a lot of us, we spend time on the land with the caribou. If the caribou was in trouble, somehow they'll communicate with us. So that's why we hang on to our way of life, our traditional way of doing things. Very important. The next picture.
Hello, the Dilagotens do today. I'm just going to read it as verbatim, and then I'm going to go and talk about those things. The question before the SRB in this listening session is, what is the most effective way to regulate the harvest of the AD? For the Dilagoten, harvesting at I gotta put on my glasses. right there. Okay. It is integral to our existence. Our culture is built on the relationship that we have with the land and the animals. Our history tells us how that's it do. Ancient laws were made, and we have many stories about why it is important to keep our it do. We are passing these on to our grandchildren. A lot of the things and the methodologies that we have. Oh yeah, I'll slow down. But a lot of the things that we practice, we think everybody else does it, but it's only unique to ourselves. And until recently, we started looking at our way of life and how it respects what we eat and our relationship with the caribou, not just caribou, but with all wildlife around us. There's methods that people have taken on to count them, to watch them, to study, to talk about it with one another. And, you know, we've been doing the monitoring and the monitoring and information gathering and bringing it back and talking to it amongst our families and our people for a long time. As a small child, I would see a couple of the people that are not here anymore going out and counting the caribou and talking about how they looked and all these things. Nowadays, I see scientists, biologists doing the same thing. So, it tells me that we had this pattern set already. It's been going for a long time. We can't give that up. We can't give that up and give it to somebody else to manage for us, because it's, it takes us out of our hands. And our stories and, our way of life tells us we can't do that. It always has to be a part of our life. And, we've been against this, just leaving it to somebody else for the longest time, because, as a people, it's our, it's our right. All the children, every fall, we used to take them to Horton Lake, and they're taught how to hunt, how to survive, and not just Horton Lake. Every winter time, families bring their children out, and they learn the same thing: how to hunt, how to survive. Even the pattern behind how we skin, how we take our caribou, everything is for the resource. Every cut, every hide that's taken is for the most that you could take out of it. There's nothing left behind. And that's what we expect. We also know that the Crown government are making laws. For many years, they thought that only their laws mattered. The Constitution, the Sawtooth land claims, and the courts have made it clear that we all have to work together. The Sawtooth land claims says that the GNWD, the SRB, and our local RRC all have roles to play in regulating the Ede harvest. 5, sharing responsibility for conservation and management of the Ede harvest is good for us and good for Ede. The Delagot and Tsedu Ede'a'a and plan provides an opportunity to collaborate for each party to play a role and assume its responsibilities for ensuring that things are done in a good way. We want to work in partnership with the other parties. A lot of times we're left out of the things that are being written up. Just recently we started getting more involved, because, we took on the mentality, that's your way and this is our way. Because since the early 1900s, we were excluded from the Wildlife Act. And, we just did the things for ourselves. We monitored our own people. We monitored what we were doing. And that's what we did. And there's taboos on what's being done, what's harming, and what's wrong. Those taboos are in place today. As part of our, self-management, self-monitoring, our responsibilities all flow from our history. And this is what we do today. So this is the time, you know, we started doing the monitoring, watching what other people are doing, you know, making sure that we're there and watching what people are doing, taking pictures of after, you know, kill sites that people have gone. We've hired our own monitors to go out and do those sort of things. And then, you know, make sure that we talk to people that are not taking everything. And that's important. And, well, there's stories that we have with caribou that we have a relationship. And leaving parts behind is, you know, that's not a good relationship. You're not taking the sacrifice that's have given to you, right? And you're not being respectful of what you take into yourself. So, right now, you know, we have existing agreements that we've just made up with ENR. You know, we're trying to find a way to make sure our way of life is there. That's not just sitting off to the side and not doing nothing. But we do have a role to play. We have an integral role to play in this. You guys just gonna go? Or just keep on going? All right. So as we're going through these, we're saying, okay, these are the things that we're gonna do. We're gonna monitor, we're gonna watch what people are doing, but then we don't have the jurisdiction to enforce, so, you know, we have to make sure that we have a balance. Koval RRC has approved the Delagoat Ends Edea 2019 and developed the Delagoat and Ede plan to establish rules and provide directions on how to harvest Ede in the Koval Lake area in accordance with Section 13.9.4B of the Sawtooth Land Claims. We will also share information with Ede in the Koval Lake area with ENR and the SRB in accordance with Section 13.9.6 of the Land Claims. We are seeking recognition of the Delagoat Inn Edu Ede 2019 approval of the Delagoat Inn A day plan for the SRRB under 13.8.23C of the Sawtooth Land Claims. We had the land claims for how long, and this is the first time we're doing this. And, you know, under those things, we didn't have the money or anything like that. All the money goes to the government to carry on things. So a lot of these things we have to fight for, you know, to make sure those things are there. Our land claims was signed in 1993, but this is, what, 2020. You know, our communities have managed and started doing these things ourselves, but we've never written them up. A lot of our oral history is unwritten. It's talked about. It's not just in fairy tales and whatnot, it's actual life. You know, when we did this plan, we made sure that we just stuck to, you know, the main points. We didn't want to fill this paper right up with everything that we do and all our the mindset behind it. So having the plan and our laws in place out there, then we wanted, you know, at least these things enforced, and people know what to do when they come to our area, and tell us what they're going to do and where they're going to go. And if they don't, then there's other ways we could. There's things that we could do. So when we did that approval, my name is David Coetzee.
Wilbert Gashon, Chief. The one thing that.
Oh, you moved down.
The one thing that, when it's really close, I can see. When I'm hunting, I can see really good. The one thing that we really do is respect 80. A lot of young people think 80, it's just a little word, but it means a lot. Animal that takes care of itself. Animal that feeds itself. Animal that heals itself. Remember that word, one little word. It's not, we don't say F means it's a piece of meat. Not, it's not that for us. And the elders have always said that. That's why we really respect the caribou, A.T. An animal that takes care of itself. That's where all the healing comes from, a lot of our people. Could go on, and the language of all our are based on respect. There are many more things that people should know about the harvest of Ede. And we can write down in the modern law today. Pretty hard to do that, but elders and experienced the Lagot and the harvesters can teach younger or less experienced hunters about our laws and sharing specialized knowledge about how to properly harvest AT. The thing is, some hunters think they shoot a whole bunch of things as a good hunter. That's not a very good hunter. That's wastage. A good hunter is, you just take what you need and what you can manage. A lot of times we see a lot of caribou, we just stand between, this caribou right around, but we just take what we need. That's all we need. And we've been doing that a lot of, that's why you call it respect. Right around, the caribou will respect you right back. Sometimes when you eat other young people's meat, the caribou looks, they ran too hard. They think we don't know it, but when it runs too hard, it doesn't taste very good. We call it tete. Tete begede chiata. That means they overran the caribou. That's not very, that's not showing respect. If my nephew told me this fall that, oh, is that, I told me you ran your caribou? And he said, no, but I ate his meat the day before. I told him, don't lie to me. And then he just said, put his head down and said, yeah, I ran it too long, he said. I told him, don't ever do that again. And don't ever lie to me because I know the taste of the meat. So this, that's how elders have always taught us. Chasing caribou, if it runs, let it run. And the way we hunt is, the caribou never really run away from us. That's because the caribou knows us. For certain people, the caribou just takes off. It's because they're not showing respect for the idea and the land. So young people, really listen to this. You want idea to respect you? Respect it. I'm going to go on. Next one. Let's go to Jose.
Joseph Gashon, BAFNRRC. We'll try to meet your 1 hour request, so we'll just fire through away. So if we need an extension, we'll ask Mr. Chair. So this is our plan. It was submitted to the board in October 21st, 2019. COVID-19 Cove Lake RRC agrees with the findings of the SSRB in 2016 that self-regulation in accordance with community conservation plans is the more effective means of than the Wildlife Act regulations and enforcement. For quite some time, you know, we've been watching what's happening in areas of where they have a total allowable harvest, and we really don't agree with what's happening in those areas. And for us, it's really hard to let somebody else manage and oversee something that you live on a daily basis. As you hear from Uber and David, that caribou is a part of us. It's in our blood. It goes back a long way. So today what we're saying here is we're giving the message to you. You could take that responsibility on. The next bullet, the SSRB recommended that the SATU RRC develop and implement community-based IDE plan as the primary mechanism for management IDE harvesting and meeting obligations under the SATU land claims. So as I mentioned, we each have a responsibility within our own area. Whether it's barren land caribou or tonzi, any wildlife, it's the right thing to do for you to take on that responsibility. If you don't take on that responsibility, then somebody else is going to do it. And in most cases, you won't like some of the rules that are put in place for you. So that goes back to some of our elders' comments, is that we can't be under any regulations that's going to take away our food. So very important. The Delagotene Ite plan is built on the recognition of the Satu, Dene, and Métis wildlife harvesting rights set out in the land claims, including the rights to participate in decision-making concerning wildlife harvesting and management. Depending on where you are, there's some really good information, really good laws that are in your land claims. You have to read it. You can't let somebody else interpret that for you. You have to read some of the fine prints. I see under many of the different land claiming area, there's some really good words in some of your agreements, and I encourage each region, each territory to really look at some of the contents of what's in your land claims. I guess why I'm saying this is that if you don't pay much attention, somebody really creates a path for you. The Delagotene Ite plan reflects on our harvesting and wildlife management customs while providing a basis for collaboration with ENR, SSRB, other wildlife management managers and harvesters. for the from the time when they start talking about the decline of caribou, we were just kind of observer role, you know, although we mentioned that we don't quite agree. They just went ahead and made all their presentation, making their case to the NWT. And even though we've participated in a hearing, I think in 2006, all the information that was given by the Sawtooth communities didn't even make it onto the final print. So today, we asked the SSRB to really listen to our story to ensure that our story gets onto the final transcripts. And we don't want that to happen again. So we're working in partnership with you, the SSRB and ENR. We made sure we signed agreements with you to ensure that we have that partnership. Partnership is good. Because if you work in isolation, you'll always get challenged. That's the way we do things around here.
My name is David Cozy. We're just passing when our mouth gets dry, so. Principles. Our plan is based on the following principles. The Delagotin have a deep and profound relationship with AD and hold the inherent right to protect wildlife and the land according to the Delagotin and customs. We've always had questions against what was happening from outside to come in and managing how we're doing. A lot of things that we challenge is because we see them going outside the things from our history. You know, if they were way wrong, then, you know, we'd voice that and we're saying that, you know, the pattern is within what's been happening before. So it's not way off. I'm going to start going a little bit faster because we only got like 20 minutes now. So, Delagotin and their principles. Delagotin and traditional knowledge is the baseline knowledge that is required as a leading edge to guide all efforts towards a day conservation, including harvesting. Conservation decisions are to be guided by the Delagotin traditional knowledge and the advice of Delagotin elders and the land stewards. We have always, you know, taken care of our area to the best of our abilities, and I've always watched people coming into this area, made sure that they were safe and that they were doing the right things. Because our people are all over this land. You know, they see the fingerprints of outside people coming in and doing stuff. You know, we talk about it. Our history is all conservation. If we were not, we didn't have that mindset, we would hunt ourselves out of existence. To this day, we're still here. You see, we're doing the right thing. We say our traditional knowledge is the baseline, because it's more longer than what the government has in place today. The GNWT, the Canadian or the federal government, is just a short time. Our own governments have been in place for millennia. And we've had our own way of life And then we signed treaties saying that we're going to do things together. So that's what we're trying to do today. We're trying to make sure that our way of life is relevant. Just because they've been written up by somebody else doesn't mean that it's, you know, it's going to be right. We've been doing this for too long to say that it's wrong. And our culture is related to this. Everything that we do is related to this. How we survive is related to this. Research will be undertaken only if compliance with ethical standards of research and in accordance with the Delagotan's Edu Harvesting practices that are contrary to Delagotan's Edu are prohibited. Local harvest will be self-regulated according to the local conservation plans as prescribed by the Sawtu Renewable Resources Board in 2016 and entrenched in the draft Delagotan Edades Edu 2019. Self-regulating is what we've been practicing all our lives. What we take, how we take it, has been all we know. And a lot of things that we talk about right now, we thought everybody else did them. Everybody else had the same mindset. We thought everybody else was the same. But it's not. Ourselves and other Aboriginal groups across this land practice these things. But, you know, we thought they were normal to everybody. And everybody had the same mindset, but it's not. It's, you know, unique to ourselves. So, you know, having said those things, it's important that we keep on doing what we're doing. You know, having that respect and that responsibility. Because we can't just leave it into the hands of the government. There's just too few people that are out there to monitor all these things. We the people are out there all the time. We see what's going on. We feel what's going on. We have more of a say in what's going on out there than most people. It's not just recreation, it's a way of life. It's not just sports. So, and we want to make sure that everything that is happening out there, the research, is respectful. You know, if we can't do it to ourselves, we shouldn't be doing it out there to them. You know, we could only regulate what we do to people. We can't regulate what the caribou do. You know, they have their own way. You know, one of the main arguments against this, you know, the government allows petroleum mining companies to self-regulate. They allow them to do all these things out there. You know, so, you know, shouldn't be too far of a stretch for us to do these things. Policies, programs, and decisions in regard to a day conservation will be developed and acted upon collaboratively, recognizing that sharing responsibility for the conservation and management of a day is mutually beneficial. Conservation partners will address all potential impacts on EDE, including the effects of climate change and industrial activities. Conservation must adopt a balanced approach that accommodates Delagotan traditional customs and practices, including Delagotan harvesting. Kind of hard to read without my glasses, but as we're doing this, we're finding the balance between ourselves and where government could fall into place. You know, there's things that we can't do. You know, there's we monitor, we share the information, but we're watching what people are doing. mostly. You know, that's people, you know, we could understand. We take on other things. We learn. A lot of the things that we do is to make sure that it's always going to be there. All the time. You know, we don't kill everything that we see in front of our gun. You know, we make a decision on, okay, we're going to take this. The rest are going to survive. The rest are going to be, you know, feeding my children down the road. That's the mindset that goes into this. We were against the tagging system because it didn't allow for people to make decisions upon themselves. You know, you have to go there to get the tag and do all these other things that somebody else wants you to do. But there's too much ways for somebody to break the rules and not feel bad about it because it's somebody else's rules. You know, we have to make sure something that like this comes from the heart. It comes from your history. There's a moral obligation for us to do these things. My mouth is getting dry.
Water.
Chief Kashan Wilbert, everybody's got a copy if we don't finish our presentation, but you're here for 4 days, so our plan has to fall in 6 goals: revitalize the Lekwotene, Tsetiwa'a, and cultural traditions as they relate to wildlife. We're not conservationists. That's the one word young people think we're conservationists, but this is the word that's in there, so. And formalize our existing community-based conservation approach in recognition of our rights to meaningful participate in the conservation of ET. The way the elders say it is really different. This includes direct involvement in collecting and assessment of information and knowledge, and being a key participant in decision-making process consistent with SATU land claims. The way elders say is, always tell us to enslave it. The conservation kind of seems a little different like yours. So, I don't really like using that word, but I have to use it, I guess. It's in the presentation, so. But just the way elders say it, when you're trying to translate what they say, what they really mean. And the only way you can translate is you live it. And that's what I do every day or every time I go on the land, and it's beautiful. It's a good life, and that's the reason why they always tell us to do certain things. Monitor and assess the local harvest of ET in accordance with the R Delagotene Tsetiwa'a 2019 document. Delagotene traditional knowledge about ET and their habitat and other parts of ecosystem using local knowledge and appropriate science as agreed to by the Kobo RRC. We want to obtain information from Delagotene and conservation partners about the impact of industrial activities of ET and use all of this information to help Delagotene make decisions to protect ET. Especially when they're in cotton ground, that really concerns us on the mining stuff that are exploration that are done on the cotton grounds. In our history, our elders have never ever hunt in cotton grounds. It's kind of a sacred ground, the reason why caribous always have their cabin there. Even I haven't even stepped in the cabin ground. That's very disrespectful. Even when ENR does their count, they go to the cabin grounds. disturbing caribou. It's very disrespectful. If you're a biologist, I'll tell you that now. I've never heard of my elder ever being in a cabin ground. And the reason why they have calf there is it's a special place for them, for the young, even though there's predators, but they only grab the sick. And then there's they allow industry to go and do exploration along those. So I just wanted to say that too. Okay, next. My mouth is dry.
We'll just try to speed it up, but just for the listeners, we're trying to make sure that you clearly understand some of the things that we write down. So we do this almost on a regular basis, so for us it's understandable, but for some of the listeners, sometimes you might really not understand. So bear with us. Number five, educate the Lagotina youth about the old ways and the new ways, and involve the Lagotina youth in conservation of Iti. So this is really important for all parents, any hunter, that you have that responsibility to hand down to your children. Because that's the way we were taught from our parents, from our grandparents. Because what we're talking about today is really important. It's our survival. So, very important one. Number six, adopt a communication strategy to share knowledge, involve the community, and keep the community informed of discussions and decisions about Iti conservation. So, the only way things could work is that you have your community behind you. Because today's age, things are changing. A lot of our youth are kind of distracted one way or another. And we all have a responsibility as parents and grandparents that we pass on really important knowledge to our youth. Interim management and sharing harvest and information. We'll try to speed it up a bit. Cove Lake RRC and ENR have agreed to work together on an interim basis to share responsibility for conservation and management of Cove Lake Iti in the Cove Lake area, zone S/BC/01. because ENR has stated that Cove Lake's under a total of allowable harvest, or the Satu is under a total allowable harvest, to ensure that we protect our members of the Vitiata, Cove Lake. This is an agreement made between Cove Lake and ENR that to ensure that until such time we arrive at an agreement where there's no total allowable harvest. So the next, after all this hearing and everything, we're hoping to make a more long-term agreement. So this is just an interim agreement that we're going over. The Satu Land Claims and Wildlife Act both promotes a coordinated, collaborative, and integrated approach to conservation and management. So as I mentioned earlier, sometimes we don't really pay attention. So now it's a they're talking about your food in your area. So we want you to pay attention. Read your land claim agreement. Read what the government is presenting in the new wildlife acts. You have your own legal counsels. Make sure that they clearly explain some of the new acts that are coming about. The interim management agreement allows us to work with ENR and SSRB and other parties while we move towards a fully implementing our day plan. So, like I say, we had to do this in order to protect our members. We didn't want any of our members to be going to court if they shot caribou or shot over the allowable harvest and that type of stuff. So very important that that's why you are here. As SAHTU, we want to make sure that we educate you as much as we could to ensure that right now you are under total allowable harvest, and if you don't protect yourselves, then somebody might just take your meat away. The SAHTU land claims and the Wildlife Act both promotes a coordinated, collaborative, and integrated approach to conservation and management. So a lot of these things are already written, and it gives you some room to work together with government. And so this is what we're doing today. We're taking a joint approach. Our interim management agreement allows us to work with ENR and SSRB. Well, I think I went over this, so maybe you should take over.
Under the IMA, COVAL RRC will establish interim guidelines and provide directions to local harvesters concerning the harvest of ED. ENR will recognize COVAL RRC authorizations issued to local harvesters as evidence of authorization to harvest in COVAL Lake area, pursuant to 13.4.8 of the land claims. The COVAL RRC and ENR will meet regularly to discuss management issues. The SRRB is invited to attend. If concerns arise, special meetings can be called to resolve them. As part of this, we will, you know, people will have to go to the ban office and get permission or, you know, slips to say that they've been allowed to go hunting here. The whole reason for this is that people have to be monitored now. You know, we're not saying you can't do it, but you have to go there to make sure that you're noted that you're there. You can't be doing this to make money. It's to feed your family, to feed yourself, and to make sure once you're going out there, you grab all the meat and that's done responsibly and respectfully. No, we can't be ensured that other people are going to be having the same mindset and the same respect that we have. So I find myself at the time limit. I'll just read really fast. You guys all have the handout. If you guys want to ask questions, you guys could do that. I'm going to slip my glasses on. Okay, sharing harvest information. The IMA includes a traditional knowledge and limited license agreement. This will allow COVAL RRC to share traditional knowledge, local harvesting data, and other relevant observations. Respecting a day with ENR and under terms and conditions. We have... You know, we want to make sure that we have copyright and we have respect and responsibility of the information that we're giving out. Our traditional way of life, our traditional knowledge, will have to be held to ourselves. You could only give it out with our express permission. 2, ENR is permitted to use the harvesting numbers provided by the Colville RRC to inform discussions with the Sawtu Renewable Resources Board, other wildlife managers as per the Sawtu land claims. ENR will also involve Colville RRC in their research and monitoring work and support work being done by Colville RRC. Delagot and Sedua 2019, our law RAA authorizes Delagot and participants and non-participants to harvest by the Colville RRC pursuant to 13.4.8 of the land claims. 2, we also want harvesters from other Sawtu communities who are planning to harvest a day for personal and family food to seek authorization from the Colville RRC before hunting in the Colville area. We do not want harvesters who are not beneficiaries of the Sawtu Land Claims Agreement or do not have treaty rights to harvest in our area to take a day without authorization from the Colville Lake RRC. We want visiting harvesters who have been authorized to harvest to be accompanied by the Colville RRC Wildlife Monitor to ensure that they stay safe and follow our community rules of harvesting.
I guess we're kind of out of time, so a lot of this information, it's been posted onto the web line, so and most of the information that we're here, we already presented it, and it's just information that we put in place based on what we do on a regular basis. So for the interest of time, I guess we just have to, I don't know if the chair will allow us to finish our presentation or we'll just stop and take a break, or I don't know.
Yeah, let's take a break and we'll see what we'll do about that time. Wilbert?
That guy drawing forgot to put feathers on my head. I'm just kidding.
So, 5 minute break, if people could be really quick, because we want to have lots of time for questions with Koval. Must see.